The mother of Breonna Taylor says she hopes a $12 million settlement with the city of Louisville, Kentucky, will be the first step in getting justice for her daughter's death. Breonna Taylor was shot and killed by police in her apartment last March. And along with the monetary settlement, Louisville has agreed to implement a series of police reforms. But our next guest says, historically, payouts do not always equate to significant changes within law enforcement. Joanna Schwartz is a University of California, Los Angeles law professor and joins us now with more. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
The family of Breonna Taylor now wants to see charges filed against the officers involved in her daughter's death. In your examination of police settlements, do monetary payouts actually lead to charges or more systemic change?
I think that lawsuit settlements do not translate into criminal charges. They are really separate processes and decided by different people. I think that the question of how monetary awards translate into police department changes is a complicated question. I think that if you simply assume that payouts are going to deter in the future, you are going to be disappointed because it doesn't necessarily work that way. But making lawsuit payouts can create pressures, political pressures on police departments to make changes in the future.
You know, one criticism of settlements like this case is it's being paid by taxpayers, not the police. And it's true that police lawsuits can actually be very expensive for cities and citizens. New York City, for instance, paid a record $302 million for police misconduct lawsuits in 2017. You've actually advocated that cities and police should create a hybrid type model in which officers do have to contribute to these settlements. Why do you think this model would be more effective?
Lawsuit payouts are expensive, but they are a drop in the bucket for most cities. I think that police officers should sometimes be required to contribute something to the resolution of settlements and judgments that are entered against them, because I do think that we need to find ways to sharpen the deterrent effect of these lawsuits. In many cases, not cases necessarily that receive the kind of press attention that Breonna Taylor's case has received, but in the run-of-the-mill case, the lawsuit will be defended by the city attorney. The money will be paid out of general funds, and little to no effort will be made by the police department to learn from the lawsuit, the facts that came out in the case, and the allegations in the case to try to prevent those things from happening in the future. There won't be employment consequences for the officer that result from the lawsuit itself. And so I think that if we are going to try to have civil rights litigation achieve its intended goals of both compensating people whose rights have been violated and deterring future misconduct, we need to make sure that plaintiffs are truly getting paid when their rights are violated. It also, I do think, means that the payments still should come primarily from central government funds. But I also think that we need to think in creative ways about how to sharpen the deterrent effect of these suits, because right now in too many parts of the country, they are simply being treated as the cost of doing business, and there are inadequate efforts made to reflect on these cases and think about how to prevent these things from happening in the future.
Breonna Taylor's settlement is somewhat unique in that it also comes with a series of police reforms, like creating a housing credit so that officers can actually live in communities they patrol, and procedural changes like clarifying chains of command with search warrants. How often do these reforms actually get implemented?
What Breonna Taylor's family has on their side in this effort is public attention, national attention, international attention on this case and on the resolution of this case. And although I'm unaware of any formal mechanisms in the settlement agreement to ensure that these changes are made, I also know that the world is watching. And that means that if the department does not make these changes, people will know and will continue to press for those changes to be made.
That's UCLA law professor Joanna Schwartz. Thank you so much.
It's my great pleasure. Thank you for having me.